WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl. Yeah.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Welcome back to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight we will continue our series that we've been doing for already a few months, where we are talking about and playing all the Villa-Lobos 17 string quartets. Tonight we have quartets number 11 and 14. The 11th quartet was written in 1947 and is dedicated to Mindinha, who was the composer's companion for the last 23 years of his life. And as we're doing in every program of this series, we have to let you know more about the piece, the violinist of the Quarteto Latinoamericano, Saul Bitran. So, welcome back, Saul Bitran.
Hello, happy to be here again in From Ipanema to the World, speaking about the string quartets by Heitor Villa-Lobos. The 17 quartets that the great Brazilian master wrote are my favorite string quartet cycle, even if you take into account the great composers like Beethoven, Shostakovich. I have a particular affinity for the Villa-Lobos quartet, and they have become really part of my life. Today, I will be speaking about two quartets. We will start with string quartet number 11. Villa-Lobos, at this point of his life, had been through many different styles, and he had arrived to a style which is very pure, quite strict for him, after having experimented with free form and lots of folklore influence. By now, he's written music that is very fixed in structure. So this quartet, number 11, is very much preoccupied with form, structure, and in this sense, it has a close affinity with the Haydn string quartets, which Villa-Lobos admired very much. Nevertheless, despite the quote-unquote academic writing and the fugues and all of these very European structural forms, he does manage to include some Brazilian rhythms and elements, and some musicologists like Paulo Tarso de Sales have found that in this quartet number 11, you can find sections with a remind of some Brazilian dances like samba, baião, berimbaum, modinha, and others. So Villa-Lobos, even when he's writing music that is kind of dry and academic, is always inventive and always looking to Brazilian music for inspiration.
Thank you. This was Heitor Villa-Lobos String Quartet No. 11, played by the Quarteto Latino-Americano, with Saul Bitran and Aaron Bitran violins, Javier Montiel viola, and Alvaro Bitran cello. The next piece we're going to listen is Villa-Lobos String Quartet No. 14, which was written about 6 years after the quartet we just heard. The history of this quartet has a little bit of connection to the U.S. It was commissioned by the University of Michigan for the Stanley Quartet, and its first performance was given in Ann Arbor at the University of Michigan School of Music. But to tell us more about the music itself, here is again Saul Bitran.
String Quartet No. 14 by Heitor Villa-Lobos has been called by Brazilian musicologist Arnaldo Estrella the fourth quartet of the fourth, Quarteto das Quartas. What does it mean? A fourth is a musical interval, like from C to F, from F to B, etc. And this quartet is full of those intervals. Even from the very beginning, you can hear those intervals very, very clearly. So the fourth is an interval that it's called like a perfect interval, together with the fifth and the octaves. It doesn't have any indication of whether it's major or minor. It's a neutral interval. Therefore, it's a little bit, it's not the most expressive interval. And Villa-Lobos, I think, in purpose, is trying to use a dry interval so that he can play with other elements of expression. And wow, he does it. He's able to write this piece, which is full of expression, despite being based on this very neutral interval. Again, he's paying homage to Haydn because the form is very strict. There is a sonata form. The recapitulations, when the thing comes back, he changes a little bit, which is something that Haydn used to do very often. How about the folk element? Villa-Lobos always manages to reference Brazilian music. Well, he does here too, but not much. He has, as far as I can tell, only one real easy to hear folk element, and that's a syncopated samba figure on the quite at the beginning of the movement, like 30 seconds in. But then after that, he goes back to this dry, quote unquote, brilliant writing, and he manages to make one of his most attractive quartets with this number 14. Thank you.
We just heard the quartet number 14 by Heitor Villa-Lobos, played by the Quarteto Latinoamericano, Saul and Aaron Bitran violins, Javier Montiel viola, and Alvaro Bitran cello. As always, thank you, Saul Bitran, for helping us understand the music we just heard. We look forward to listening to you again in a future program when we will explore the remaining quartets that we did not yet address in this program. We have a few more minutes left. Let us listen to Impressões Seresteiras. This is a piano piece. It is played by Miguel Proença, a well-known pianist from the state of Rio Grande do Sul. Thank you so much for listening to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis, always with something intriguing about Brazilian music. And, of course, glad when you join us on WRCT-FM in Pittsburgh or live stream us on wrct.org. Wishing you a great weekend. Stay a little bit longer with Impressões Seresteiras by Heitor Villa-Lobos. Thank you.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're tuned in to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is From the Basement, and I'm your host, DJ Addy, here broadcasting the same show at a new time. Move to Friday nights. Previously, we were broadcasting this show Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Happy to be a bit earlier in the evening and on Friday. Thanks for tuning in.
Well, I got 17 little babies with teddy bears lying on their heads, cigarette in hand, and I'm having fun watching them. Well, I got 17 little babies with teddy bears lying.